All right, come to the front, please. All right. Well, I think we have lots of little ones today. Some of the older kids kind of disappeared in the back. Hey, Jordan, how are you? So, kids, we have a story for you today. So, today's story is about a captain. What kind of captain, you ask? Well, Captain Eddie was a pilot, and we call those guys captains, right? And so, when Captain Eddie, he became pretty old. He was gray, and he was elderly. But you know, Captain Eddie, he was known for doing one thing every Friday. You know what that was? What? Liberty? Well, not quite, but close. Because he lived in Florida, every Friday morning, he would go out to the beach, and he had a bucket full of shrimp, right? And then he would take the shrimp, and he would feed all the seagulls that he can find. He had a big bucket, and he tried to feed every single one. And every Friday, he did this, got a bucket full of shrimp, and he fed the seagulls. So people asked him, hey, Captain Eddie, why do you feed the seagulls every Friday? Would you like to know why he did that? No? Yes? Okay. Here's a story. Long, long, long time ago, 1942, there was a war called World War II, right? And Captain Eddie was actually a pilot of B-17 bomber, and he had been given a very special mission. The mission was to take a very important message to one of the generals, and it was only given to him. And so he took the message and started flying. As he was flying over the ocean, he kind of got lost. Do you think it's kind of easy to find your way when you get lost in the big ocean? Probably not. And so, try as he may, he couldn't find his way back. And eventually, what happens to the plane if you run out of gas? Crash into the water, right? And eventually, he ran out of gas, and his plane crashed into the deep blue sea. Somewhere over the Pacific, Captain Eddie and his crew, they were lost. But luckily, they had a boat. You know, those raft, emergency boat, they had one of those things. And so they put that out, and every plane has what you call some rations. In other words, some emergency food and water, just in case you crash. They had enough for 8 days. Guess what? One day passed, no one came to rescue them. 2 days passed, no one came to rescue them. 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, 8 days passed, and they were running dangerously low on food and water. In fact, they actually eventually ran out. And they knew that if they didn't get anything soon, any food, that they would die. And so Captain Eddie, it was his crew. They had a short worship, they had a prayer, and they sang a song for Jesus. And then Captain Eddie, he had a hat, and he pulled down his hat, and he sunk into the raft, and he fell asleep. But something woke him up a little later. Something landed on his head, and even though he couldn't see it, he knew that it was a seagull. And he peered, he pulled up his hat a little bit and looked around. He can see his flight crew, the other people that was helping, they were all staring at Captain Eddie's head because there was a seagull on his head. And that seagull represented, if they can catch that seagull and eat that seagull, they knew that they can survive a little longer. And so they were waiting quietly to see what Captain Eddie would do. And slowly, he started to reach out his hand and quickly grabbed the seagull. And miraculously, they caught the seagull. And they actually ate the seagull. And in fact, they used parts of the seagull for the next few days as fish bait. And they caught fish. And because of that one seagull, Captain Eddie was thankful that a seagull eventually kind of gave up his life so that they could live. So in memory of that, every Friday he would take a bucket of shrimp and fed the seagulls for being thankful that one seagull sacrificed gave up his life so that Captain Eddie and his crew could live. I want to ask you guys something. Every day, you know, there's a small miracle that God does in your life. Captain Eddie considered that seagull landing on his head of a miracle. They were like nowhere near land, and a seagull just appeared out of nowhere. You know, God does little miracles for you every single day, whether you recognize it or not. So I want to give you a mission. Every day, find something that you are thankful for, because you know what? God does something special for you each and every single day. Do you believe that? Yes, God does something special for you each and every single day. Now, I want you to find something that each day to be thankful for God about. All right, who wants to pray for us? Anyone? All right, Fiorella.
Here you go. Let's pray. It's on to you. Let's pray.
Dear Father, thank you for this Sabbath. In your name we pray, amen.
All right, you may go back to your seats. Thank you for joining us.